Welcome in, time for the good news from KER Politude. Welcome in, time for daily editorial number one from Big Al and Dr. Frieda here on this particular Tuesday. The first thing we're going to talk about is we're going to talk a little bit about Frieda. Frieda, you got about 2 or 3 minutes. I want you to tell our listeners about yourself. First, I want you to start out, by the way, with we had some discussion as to which country you were born in. You call yourself a Holocaust survivor. You were born in Germany, and I think some people misinterpreted something perhaps that was said, and you were not born in America, you were born in Germany. Talk just a little bit about your background, would you?
Yes, I've always been very sensitive to discrimination. My parents came to this country, broken English at its best. I interpreted the language for them, and I was somebody who always worked. I started working at the age of 12. I went from door to door and asked if their children needed to go to camp. I had 3 kids, and I made $10 that summer. I was extremely happy. My next job, I worked, I sold real estate on the phone. I was underage. You had to be 16. I did well, and then after that, I remember I went from door to door selling encyclopedias, and they wanted me to go to New York. I lived in Cleveland, Ohio, and my mother said no, so I couldn't go. And I was one of the top sellers. And after that, I taught ballroom dancing, believe it or not. I was all over the place at the age of 18. And they wanted me to go on a cruise, and my mother said no, so I didn't do that. So I always worked, and here I am again, somehow enjoying what I'm doing. I always wanted to make some kind of a difference. This is what I set to get into an Ivy League school, and this is, and now hopefully, and I don't know if you guys know who Betty Friedan is. She said I'd be speaking to millions, and now I'm sitting with Al, speaking to millions on his radio show, speaking to 50,000 on his podcast, and I'm thrilled to be here. And so quickly, you know, I keep changing what I'm talking about, but that's a little summary of who I am. I've always worked, and I love working, and I've loved supporting people who are discriminated against, because I can definitely understand the pain that they're going through.
Well, hence the foundation that you and I have started, that Kenny, your husband, is putting together for us. By the way, the one comment I'd like to ask you on a political note, and it's not really necessarily an opinion, but I did a great daily editorial yesterday with McKinney, and we talked about his experience over the weekend when he and about 125 other people in 125 cars went into Bellingham to show support for the local police and to show support for the president. And Jim said, and this guy is a retired, as you know, Army intelligence. He's been in combat, etc., etc. He said, I actually found the situation in Bellingham because of people throwing eggs at the cars, because of people attempting to steal flags, American flags, from the cars. He said, I actually was a little bit concerned. Doc, what causes that much angst and anger? It can't be just stupidity, can it?
It's people who actually, it's the other way around. It's the opposite. When you have a lot to say and you're very repressed, you don't know what to do. So the one that screams the loudest is the one that's really in most pain and the one that is least heard. If you hear somebody in your family, for instance, who is really upset and screaming, you really want to close the doors and go away, especially as children, you don't want to hear it. When you get to be an adult, it's really the same kind of reaction. But in truth and honesty, you have to listen. These are silenced voices. These are similar voices to what Al and I are listening to on the radio on the weekends. What is their story? How did they get where they got? Why is it that they weren't victims when other people are crying out for help as victims? So you have to understand how these people were repressed. Yes, it's true, the families not having fathers. As I said, I was fortunate. I had a lot of love. A lot of people had to be their own parents. But then again, when you're looking at anger, it's repressed feelings. And people like the millennials who believe in socialism are repressed. to understand where they're coming from. They didn't have what their parents had. They didn't have the sense of being entrepreneurs, businessmen, capitalists. They came back home because they couldn't even get a job after Ivy League educations. There's a lot of anger with the white community, with the black community that have been repressed. And they're going ahead and saying, we want change. We're not the 1%. And this is where it's coming from, Al.
It's really kind of sad because Trump is doing more for those people, I think, Frieda, than almost any other president has. I just hope that this election season progresses out with much less violence that we're having right now. Frieda, thanks a lot. You guys give us some feedback on this, would you?
You know, people may think that their country and freedom is a given, but this just proves that freedom is not free, and we have to work for it, and we have to go ahead.